Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Game Closet Chats. God, that intro just gets jazzier every time I hear it, you know? It's ha, boop, da,
deep, doo, doo, ba. We gotta replace the music.
That's what it is, right? Well, we could do like freestyle scatting.
Skibidi-ba.
Ba, ba, bidi, ba, ba, la, za, la, za, li, la, lo, lo, he. Okay, that's enough of that. I don't even know. I was possessed.
This is the beginning of your career.
Oh, okay. Yes, this will. So, everybody, record this on something that records things anymore.
Record a recording?
Yes. Okay. And you will own the first. Yeah, you can go back. You said, yes, well, that's modern Adam. But have you heard any early.
The
early
archives.
Years. Why do you let me just ramble like this?
I kind of just let you do your thing. It's amusing for me.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, that was the podcast, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We've got things to do.
Oh, what are we doing today?
We are doing more of our countdown of the closet.
10, 9, 8,
no,
7.
No. Oh. That's too few?
Too fast? Too wrong ones?
Wrong ones.
Lazo, what do you think?
Meow.
Wow.
Yeah,
he on command opinion. And he says the word meow.
Exactly. Well, what else would a cat say? Okay. That's enough. Today
are
we are
evens
doing
evens or am I evens?
Well, we have to tell everybody what we're doing today.
I already did.
Oh, no you didn't.
And if they've been listening to the other ones, they probably already know.
We are ranking the closet.
Yes.
41 through 50 today.
Breaking into the top 50.
Top 50. These are the really good. Those other ones, they were terrible. Throw them, if you own them, throw them away.
No,
get these 50.
Okay.
I don't remember who started last time, so I'll start this time.
Okay.
Number 50. This is Dixit for me.
Ooh.
So, right in the middle.
Oh. I love how similar our things are.
Right in the middle for me. Okay. Great game, great art. This is a game that I would bet it has one of the highest play counts for us.
It was an early game.
Mm-hmm.
It was very early. And we got, let's see, like two expansions, like much right away.
Right, I would say we own more than two expansions.
We own more than two, but we got the original game, and then we were like, oh my gosh, yes, we need to have like
more cards,
ones.
Please.
I looked at them and was like, we're going to get these ones. So yeah, we have like three or maybe four expansions.
We have at least four because we've bought three and my mom bought two. Mm-hmm. And I think one of them was a repeat though that we already had.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, I love it. It's coming up very quickly online.
Yeah,
so
that's interesting enough. So Dixit, great game, great family game. This is
great
one that
game.
My youngest nephew.
How old was he?
Like 6 or 7, and he was coming up with good clue. Maybe a little bit old. Maybe 8.
Yeah.
But he was like really coming up with good clues, and he got it. He understood the whole you want it to be good enough so some people get it, but not so good that everybody gets it. Yeah. Great game. I still look forward to playing this.
Completely agree. My 50...
Dixit.
No. is the Unlock Games.
Oh.
Which I don't think you put on your list at all.
Okay.
We have bought several of these. Like 4 or so, at least.
Yeah.
I like to get them as 2-player games for us.
Mm-hmm.
It works best as 2-player, in my opinion.
Honestly, it might work best as a solo game, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But some of the hard ones are really hard. And, like, we've played up to, the most difficult ones, and, like, it's taken us over an hour. Like, some of them are pretty, like,
I'm not
lengthy.
Sure. Yeah, that we have won any of them.
No, yeah, we have.
Well, I mean, I know you get to the end sort of all the time, I feel like, but because isn't that the one where it's like the time it took you is your kind of score, too, I think?
I honestly don't remember. I just remember it's you know, like A plus B, go to this card one, and then...
Right.
I just really enjoy it. I have a lot of fun doing them.
Those are good. We should get more of them.
We should.
But 2 is about the limit because not everyone can see the cards. You can't have them... Yeah, it's just, if you got too many people, you're just going to have people doing nothing.
basically, yeah.
Waiting to look at a card that everyone else already looked at. So
yeah, so cool. Yeah, it's in my top 50 because I just really enjoy playing them, and I really enjoy them as two player.
Nice. Games. Yeah.
So yeah,
I'm all for it.
Then my 49 is Dixit.
a near crossover.
Yes.
Perfect crossover.
So yeah, Dixit. Everything that we said, we love it. We have so many expansions for it. It's a fun family game that's not overly complicated. So
you can have your favorite card. I know mine.
Yeah.
I love it. I have my favorite, the chicken on the subway.
He's so like, cute. Little
he's
business.
Just going to work. Like, that's fine. He's just a chicken going to work. Is that a problem?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Not a problem at all. My 49, very close to Dixit in feel, is Detective Club. So
oh, yes.
Near miss again. That was in
very
your last
close.
Block.
Yeah.
This one... Again, it's just, there's something that really speaks to me in this game of, you gotta be fast on your feet a little bit. If you don't know this game, everybody at the table except for one person sort of knows what's happening, and that other person has to pretend like they do.
Well, they get a clue, so. Yeah, they get the clue, and then they have to pretend that they know exactly what that clue
right.
is. And it kind of sucks sometimes when you're the person right next to the judge? I can't remember what.
I don't remember what they call it.
Because
the active player.
Then you're the first person who has to explain.
Oh, that's true. It does get harder as you move around because, yeah, you... Depending on the time it takes for you to come up with your lie.
So.
But it's also fun because, as you were saying, people make connections in different ways. And if you're like, no, the reason I picked this is for... And you could be completely honest and sincere. And everybody's like, no, that's not how that would work.
Yep.
So, okay. Yeah. Detective Club, my 49.
Nice.
How about your 49?
I already did mine.
Dixit.
You were 48.
Look at my
good.
I was just making sure that you remembered. That's what it was.
Sure.
My 48 is the Dungeons of Masmora. Masmora Dungeons? There's more to it than just Masmora, I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember. That was low on my list.
It was. And I don't know that we have a lot more to say about it, but I enjoy this game. This was, I think, the second Kickstarter. This was the first, I believe, cool mini Kickstarter that I did. And it was one of those, you know, here comes a box that's just the minis, and it was pretty crazy. I like it. I liked it then. I still like it now. I think it gets, you know, we said it before, it's a little stale maybe, but there's so many characters, and there's so many abilities, and these are the first minis that I painted, and... I'm not sure I've really talked about it. When I say painted, like, I have no interest in making the highly detailed little... thing. I have no talent there. So
you are color blocking. So
is that
yes?
What
just,
does that mean? I block
no,
out color.
Yeah, there's just like this whole shirt is red. There's no other details to it.
Oh, okay.
These pants are all blue. There's no other details to it.
For the most part.
For the most part.
But I like to make them a little funky and
and
weird colors and stuff. So anyway, that's Masmora. I don't know. You probably
have
said as much about it as you want. So 48 for you.
My 48 is also another dungeon. It's Dungeons and Dragons Attack Wing.
Wow, okay.
Yep. I imagine it's probably higher. Did you already say it? I can't remember now.
No, I did not.
You
it's higher
it
on
yet.
My list. Yeah.
It is my top 50, though, because I had a lot of fun playing this when we were playing it. Like, the dragons are super cool. My favorite was the fire... oh my god, what is...
The Fire Cultist.
The Fire Cultist. Our friends Ray and Teresa made me a cool mini for that one.
Or not.
and it's like fantasy, and I love fantasy stuff, so...
Yeah.
I really enjoy playing it. And the scenarios when we were doing the organized play was a lot of fun. I just felt like it was better than the Star Trek Attack Wing organized play scenarios.
Yeah, I think I'll have more to say it on mine.
Sure.
But what I would say is it definitely started out better, in my opinion. It went through this weird thing of it was like, oh, the dragons too much because they've got armor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get through the armor. And then all of a sudden there was all these ways to get through armor, and then it was just like, oh, armor doesn't matter anymore. And that was a big shift, and it kind of ruined it for me, I feel like. But anyway.
I think I stopped playing before that happened.
Yes, I think that's true.
I only have fond memories of it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They I think they tried to fix it, and good on them for doing that, but it was the wrong fix, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay, so that was 48. So my 47 is Horrified.
Horrified, oh!
Horrified made it to the top 50.
Good.
I have enjoyed each time we've played it. We have never won that I can ever remember.
Right.
We play on hard mode of, anywhere, well, 4 is like the most, I think. I can't remember now.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Monsters. Like... I'm sorry. Monsters is what I was saying. We usually get 3 out of 4. And then the last one, we were like pulling the last cards of the monster deck. Or
it's hard.
The last little death marker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's pretty hard. But it's like that one step up above, like, Sorry. Or...
Well, I think at, like, 3 monsters, it's a step above. Or do you mean just in general?
I just mean in general as, like, a family type game. Like, it reads as a family game to me.
Yeah.
This was a Target exclusive, ?
It might have been for...
A while?
A time, but I don't think it is anymore.
We got it at Target. It reads as a family game to me, but it is a step up above that.
For sure, it's a big step above,
yeah,
like, with kids' family games.
With the monsters having their own play mats, play cards to play off of, and each one having their own win conditions. Like, it's a lot.
There is a lot to it, but it boils down to the more simple, like, action economy games.
Yeah, so everyone's got a couple actions. You move here, you pick something up, and then, yeah.
And everything is sort of readily available for you to figure out, like, the mats are really good, they explain everything. There's really no, I don't feel like that we've come across any, like, ambiguity, and the symbols, once you know what they are really easy, so,
yep.
Cool, yeah. I am on board, so 47, right? Hanabi.
Hanabi.
Which was, again, pretty close to yours, yours was in the last block, if I recall, right? So, yeah, Hanabi, fun. I think we talked a lot about it then. It's a game of perfect information that you don't know. So, like, games that, I don't know if you know that term at all, but it's like, perfect information is everybody knows everything that's happening. There's no hidden things.
Oh, okay.
So they call, like, Go is a game where it's just right there on the table. You can see everything and you can plan all your moves, or like chess, those kinds of games. But this is one where everything is there, but you can't see your part of it.
That's funny.
So instead of knowing your part and not everyone else's, it's backwards. I think this is a great critical thinking game.
Yeah, really enjoy it.
So 46?
Yeah.
My 46 is Horrified.
Oh my gosh!
Can you tell everyone that we have similar tastes in games? Because I bet there's only like 20 that are vastly different for us.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I wanted to say more about Horrified, because I knew it was coming up for me. So you're 46, my dear.
My 46 is Marvel United.
Wow.
It made it into my top 50.
I thought it was going to be higher, as much as you sort of like been pushing to play this.
I really enjoyed it. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's higher on my list.
I really enjoyed it. However, I'm not amazingly thrilled with the starting characters, because, like, I don't really have a personal connection to any of them. Mm. And not to say that I have a personal connection with many of them, but of the characters that I enjoy, like, watching on screen or anything, or reading their comics, like, I really enjoy Groot and Rocket. So
the Guardians is what you're
basically
looking for.
So that's what I'm waiting for. And I'm excited to see that, and I like, yeah, I think it's just a really nice, clean game, and we pull it out, and we play it, it doesn't take that long.
No, yeah, this is a great, like, this is, an afternoon could be, like, Pandemic, Marvel United, Horrified, maybe Space Base.
Yeah.
Like, you could actually play all 4 of those in an afternoon.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, one
game for 3 hours.
Yeah,
like,
so, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if we got the Guardians of the Galaxy expansion.
I'm pretty sure we did, because I was like,
I can't remember.
I want them.
Well, I can tell you what my thinking about it was, is they're gonna be retail because, and they'll be readily available retail.
Yeah.
And so I think I based it on
what the exclusive
mini was. And I don't remember, I don't remember who, I think it might have been Baby Groot, but that doesn't. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. We'll know when it comes,
yep,
I guess.
Exactly.
And you guys will find out when we do. So, okay. So my 40, what are we on? 5?
That was 46.
Oh, so you're 45.
Oh, my 45. My 45 is Roadhog.
Get out of the way, you Roadhog.
Ooh, small box game.
It was already on mine, I think.
Was it already? I think it was.
Yeah, I'd have to look through, but I think I already said it.
I really like Roadhog. I don't drive, but driving in Roadhog is a lot of fun.
Oh, I remember, because you said at the end it's always a big wall of cars.
Yeah, it's a big wall of cars. So, yeah, it's just a fun small box game.
I want to play that. We're this weekend, or yeah, the next time we give some friends over, we'll have to.
Yeah, that Ray and Teresa introduced to us.
Yeah.
And we were like, after we played it, we were like, where is this game? We're going to buy it. So,
yeah.
It was fun.
I appreciate that they have introduced us to a lot of those smaller games, as well as the big,
yeah,
big box games. Great, great group. We make a great group and they're great friends. So
yes,
really appreciate them. My 45,
mm-hmm,
Eminent Domain.
Oh, okay.
So a little bit lower than I expected it would fall,
but
to tell
that,
you the truth.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it is what it is. I feel like, you know, we've done an episode on it. You could go back and look at that if you're real interested in our opinions. But
yeah.
It's one that I feel like if we played it every other week, I would probably really enjoy it. It's a game that I feel like we could get good at, we could get fast at.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's it. Eminent Domain is my 45.
Nice. You're 44.
My 44 is Farther Away, and it is another audible. So I had another repeat in here.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to steal yours, and I'm going to go Escape Room Games.
Okay.
Because I didn't put them on here.
Yeah.
I don't think.
We have, well, there's the unlocked
games. Oh, we don't
games.
Own any of them. That's probably why.
It's funny, we do.
We gave them all away.
Oh, that's true. When we play our unlocked games, because
we give them to
it's
somebody
over,
else. Yeah.
We write our time down in
right.
the
book or the box or
the
whatever
box,
it is.
And then we give it to someone else, so.
Yes. So, yeah, I think just escape room games in general. So we have the, like, Escape the Room.
Mm-hmm.
We've done several of those. We've done the unlock. We've done one of the exit puzzles.
Uh-huh.
And we've done escape rooms.
In real life.
In real life, just fine.
So, yeah.
And had a lot of fun. And really looking forward to doing those again in the near future.
Oh, I cannot
wait. Yeah. So, yeah, escape room games. That's what I'm going with for my 44.
Nice. My 44 is Caverna.
Yeah?
Yes.
Fantasy game, you know.
They're dwarves.
Yeah.
Living in their caves. Sometimes living with their animals. And making mines and animal husbandry. And, yeah, it's a cute game. I enjoy it. The collecting of animals is cute. My only... I don't know why. It's 12 rounds, right? Or no, it's...
It's a number of rounds. 12 seems about right.
But it just doesn't seem long enough. I don't know. Like, I can't...
What else do you want to do?
I don't know.
You always end up with, like, you don't take... You rarely take negative points for not having the things you need to have.
It's true.
And
I feel like I'm not doing everything. Like, I never go and
do... You cannot do everything.
I know, which is weird. And it... So, yeah, it, like,
yeah,
every time we play, I'm just like...
It's
I'm
a,
not
takes away
gonna
from
be
that
able.
Completionist side of
yes.
you, I guess. Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
It's true. You are not going to be able to.
I'm just not going to be able
X.
to do it all.
It's true. Like, I don't think you've ever done the questing part.
I
of
never
it.
Do the questing.
And like, I never do the try to get as many animals and stuff. So,
yeah.
It's higher on my list for sure. But man, when we played the last time, I was like, yeah, I really did. We do a. We did a then and now for it.
Yes.
And it was like, yeah, this is a really good game.
Yeah.
The problem is when we don't play for a long time.
Oh, we forget.
And then you open the box and it's just plastic bags of things. It's a little overwhelming to get back into.
It's a mountain of...
And the book is thick and it's got tiny print.
Yes.
So it does take a little bit. Like, I feel like we should do a list of games that are games you need to play once a year to remember how to play them. because otherwise you'll take an hour to 2 hours to 3 hours figuring it back out.
So, basically.
Cool. My 43?
Four. Yeah. Wait, what was your 44?
It was the escape room game.
So how
did we get off?
No, it's fine.
Oh, you're 43.
My 43. My 43 is Networks.
Oh.
I like Networks a lot.
Yeah.
It was a gifted game to us.
It was a sleeper hit for us.
Yeah. I enjoy when, you know, like Neom or like we borrow a game or someone gives us a game and we play it and we're like, this is so much fun. This
completely
is
completely off our radar.
How did it how did it escape our radar? Yeah. And Networks was one of those games. And you're a TV network and you're building your like lineup
your schedule,
of TV shows and they're going through seasons and it's a lot of fun. It's thinky, which I really enjoy. And all of the TV shows are like just really funny, like kind of punny knockoffs of real ones. Right. So it's really enjoyable. Yeah.
This actually, hearing you talk about it, reminds me a lot of, it's kind of like not in theme or gameplay, but like role player, where it is deceptively thinky.
Deceptively.
Like there's a lot of moving parts you have to consider. It's like, okay, I've got this show that actually, you know, they kind of go like real seasons, if you will, where they tend to get better, you get more viewers, and then you get fewer.
Yep.
But then there's some that are like reality shows or something that you like start out big and then you go down real fast or something, and you have to pair the right actors. Yeah, great game.
Love it.
Great game. Something we haven't done is played with the expansion yet, which we should
do. I don't remember. Oh, yeah. What's in the expansion?
I don't even know that we really looked into it, but we got it like after we'd only played once or twice,
and we're like, we should play the base game again.
Yeah, we need a little more base game experience. So,
yeah.
Sweet. So my, what are we on, 43?
Mm-hmm.
Is Camelot.
Camelot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said a lot about this last time.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. It's higher, but still within, like,
Yeah. I think it's right on the same level as Dixit and Detective Club. I put it a little bit higher because it's got a little more of that interactive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, you're not, I don't know, this is a game to me I could happily play and not care about, like, winning or losing at all. Like, it could be that you're just, like, everyone starts with some money and you bet, and so you win or lose on that, and that could be fun. And when you're out of money, maybe you get a little more and you have to take a little debt thing or something, but... Yeah, it's got a scoring system, which I think is a little weird. But other than that, Camelup, my 43.
Sweet.
I like it.
Nice.
My 42 is a word.
Mm-hmm.
That's a short word. Oh, it's Risk. So, classic, vanilla, Risk.
Just regular Risk.
Yep.
Nothing
it's
fancy.
It's a childhood, growing up favorite of mine and continues to be to this day. I'm excited to maybe play with my nephews the next time they come out,
mm-hmm.
because the last time they were here and we played, they just didn't understand.
A little young for that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a game.
They love playing it on the phone, though.
On the app, they
on
do.
The app.
And they understand, that's what I mean. They they understand. So it's like, you can't just spread yourself out so thin that you get stomped. It's a slow, methodical, it's a strategy versus a tactical game.
Which drives me insane.
Yeah. So that's
why
that's fine.
Yeah.
My mother's tried and true strategy of start in Australia has virtually never failed. Growing up, it was my mom in Australia, me in Africa,
uh-huh.
my brother in South America, and then my dad sort of left maybe North America, maybe Europe, and those were always, it was just
bad
always
plays.
Like that. And then Asia
that's
was,
funny.
You never try to take Asia. So... My 42, Risk.
All right. My 42 is a little different. Is the unicorns.
Yeah, I'd say that's a little different.
This game, my friend Darby gifted it to me, and it's so cute. It is, I don't know what you compare it to, but it's a collecting game. You're collecting unicorns in your stable, and all of your unicorns have different powers, and they're just so cute. And she also gave me the After Dark expansion, which is very cute. It's all very cute art and kind of silly.
Mm-hmm.
And it all fits in a box, which is fantastic. So I like it. We've only played it like twice, but I wouldn't mind playing it again. It's I do remember the last time we played it. It lasted a little bit long with more people.
I don't really remember. I honestly am having a hard time remembering.
We played it with my sisters.
I mean, I remember the incident, the playing of it. I'm trying hard to the mechanics of this game. I don't really. I know you put them in front of you and you play cards, but I don't remember.
There's also like hats and other.
It's all about gotcha. Like, it's like you play a card and it's like I steal your unicorn and now I have this power and like this lets me do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so my 41. Is Cards Against Humanity.
Lower on mine.
Nostalgic game for me. When I used to work at summer camps as a staff, we would have this 1 week where we would go to resident camp, and we would be at this resident camp for a couple of days. And so then, you know, after all the kids have gone to sleep, all the staff would get together and we would, you know, play Cards Against Humanity. That's so weird to me.
Was it as raunchy and absolutely...
It's just funny, yeah.
As it was.
Well, we definitely didn't have as many of the expansions that I do. I think I have... At one point, I had all of them, but they've come out with so many more that I...
But even with the base game, I mean...
With the base game, what level, pretty, like...
Like, it's hard for me to wrap my head around playing this with different groups of people.
Yeah.
Because I would have to, like, censor myself at different levels.
It was pretty much just, like, do whatever. But this is also, people I have worked with for a really long time.
I know, which would make it even more uncomfortable.
It was funny. Get this. This was a theater camp, so everyone was just sort of like...
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there are words that I'm not wanting to use.
We're not going
to
say them, but...
But you're still free to do that,
it was many laughs had.
Okay.
So, yeah.
My 41, Networks.
Aww.
Near miss. Several near misses in this top... Yes. Or in this 10 chunk, so... Great sleeper hit for us. I greatly enjoy making the lineup and finding the actors and the ads to run on your shows. And when do you cancel it? When is it in syndication? When does this, that, and the other thing? A lot of thinking to it. Reminds me of rival restaurants with like the, you want the likes, but you also need the views. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So... Great.
Great.
Another 10
All right.
in the bucket. Okay, well.
Lots of similarities. I like it. It's probably going to get more so as we get higher up into the...
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. I think that at some point we've got a split because there's been a lot that were lower on mine and higher on yours and vice versa. So.
But they've already showed up, and so there's a lot of games that have not showed up, though, that...
I guess that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, we will get more. I think we'll have fewer dead-on crossovers, maybe, as we get higher up. But
in the same...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're wondering where your favorite game was, and if it hasn't been listed yet, we love it too, then, apparently. So we will be getting to it, I'm sure. And next time... 31 to 40?
31 to
40. Holy cow, we're getting down to it.
Yeah.
So four more episodes after this one. We are planning to have the top 10 on New Year's Eve. So, tune in on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day to listen to that. So until then, I'm Adam.
And I'm Bianca.
And this has been Game Closet Chats. Thanks for listening, everybody.